mischievous. Right. Now, I'm going to ask you, and don't shout out, hands up. I'd like you to tell me, don't know what I'm going to ask you yet. When's my birthday? You're doing quick with your hand up, you see. Right. Who can tell me something that they know about hedgehogs? Yeah. Spiky prickles, yeah?
They hibernate.
They hibernate. And go and finish what you're going to say. They hibernate when?
When it's winter.
When it's winter, fantastic, yeah.
They swim?
They can swim, yeah?
They eat slugs.
They eat slugs, okay.
They can climb.
They can climb, they're really good climbers.
They roll up into a ball when they're scared.
When they're scared. One more right at the back. Yeah.
They have sharp teeth.
They have sharp teeth. Okay, put your hands down. Right. Yeah, really good. I'm really impressed. You know, quite a lot about hedgehogs.
So, my nature club that I do and I love to
I'm a nature club. Yeah,
my nature club on a Friday, they started writing down what they would like to have in their garden, in their wildlife garden, and they wrote some beautiful things, didn't they, Charlie?
They certainly did.
They did. And it really, really impressed Charlie that our school won. Our school won. And we're going to get lots of money to buy some plants and trees. And lots of little homes for some of the animals, Jacob, like hedgehogs. Some of the pictures you can see here. Hedgehogs and birds and owls and...
We don't know about owls. We haven't got the owl boxes.
Well, you never know. You never know. Bat boxes. But you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. But we might get some different visitors so that we can encourage all these animals, all this wildlife into our school garden, our forest school and the playground. Okay, so it's not just for forest school, we're going to build another...
Now, do you think there are lots and lots of hedgehogs around?
No,
you don't. Right, okay. Well, now, let's have a think. How many of us are in this class? Do we know?
30.
Fantastic figure. Okay. And how many classes have we got in the school? Do we know that?
Six, seven, eight.
About eight classes, right, okay. Now just imagine you turned up for school tomorrow and you was the only person to turn up in this class. And in all the other classes, only one person turned up in each class. Okay? And all the other children had disappeared. How would that make you feel? Just shout it out. How would that make you feel?
Sad.
Anything else? Apart from sad?
Upset.
It'd make you feel alone? Yeah? Would it make you feel scared?
Yeah.
Well, luckily, that isn't going to happen. But that's kind of what's happened to hedgehogs. When I was your age, scientists and people have estimated that there are over 30 million hedgehogs in the country. Now, there's less than a million. So that would be the same as only you turning up in your class. So how do we feel about that in terms of hedgehogs? Does that make you feel happy or...
No,
it makes you feel sad. Yeah, it makes me feel sad as well. Which is why we all need to look out. Things like your gardening project here are so important. I know I've been talking for quite a long time, so I think I have some questions.
Yeah.
And I think
that's
some of
fantastic.
Us, or maybe everybody, are heading outside. So, yes. Has anybody got any questions before I finish talking? Right, okay.
How do hedgehogs?
Careful because they're prickly. we're used to it, but we tend to put gloves on because they're quite spiky. But if you or your parents found a hedgehog in the garden that you thought was injured, you just put a pair of gloves on, okay, and just gently cup your hands under it and pick it up. And they won't bite you, okay? Hedgehogs don't bite. Yeah. When do we know that they're hurt? Because people spot them. If a hedgehog's out in daylight, it's in trouble. Okay? Because remember we said they're nocturnal. So if you see one in daytime, get an adult and let them know that that hedgehog's poorly or hurt. If they're wobbly or going round in circles, and sometimes you will see them break.